Thank you. trover, which is not only the controller of this material aspect of this nation, he is the controller of his spiritual world.
Thank you. Things you are learning in the Vedas, you utter only in your heart, and who are great sages in the Vedas, enter into Brahma. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. Shall I now briefly explain to you this process by which you may attain salvation? So, persons learning in the Vedas, every one of us should become learning in the Vedas. This Bhagavad-gita is a summary of all the Vedas. So even if you don't read any of them all, if you simply read Bhagavad-gita, you will be very worthy of the knowledge of the Vedas. And who utter only heart, later on, Krishna will explain something about only heart. Situation is that of detachment from all sexual engagements. You've heard this a lot so far in the first 7 chapters of Bhagavad-gita. Closing all the doors of the senses, we learn in chapter 5, the city of 9 peaks. So we close those from engaging external human sense representation. Fixing the mind on the heart and the life there of the Brahma within, what establishes the Brahma self. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred symbol to the Om, which is the supreme combination of letters, if I must explain that, he said it's three transcendental letters. A, A stands for Krishna. U stands for
Without this full surrender and devotion to Christ.
Krishna, murmuring about that in this material world. Why? But you still have material desires. You still want to enjoy the separate nature. You still want to do your own thing. But if you want to make it, then you want to do Krishna's thing. Like Arjuna, which is being instructed by Krishna. Krishna wants Arjuna to do his thing. What is that thing? Fight the battle of Krishna. Similarly, if we do Krishna's thing, if we obey Krishna's teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we will return to this material world. He said, first of all, it's temporary. Nothing is eternal here in this material world. Everything is constantly in flux. Everything is constantly changing, and eventually, not only the material body, but even the cosmic manifestation itself will be held under when we merge into the great body of Mahavishnu and then come out again as time creation, cycle creation, matrix destruction is going on like seasonal changes. But the spiritual world doesn't go through these changes in this material world. And not only is this world temporary, it's full of miseries, full of suffering. Birth, death, old age, disease. We suffer from our own bodies and minds. We suffer from other living entities, insects, or other human beings. And we suffer by the arrangement of prophets and demigods who are controlling various factories making the design. Earthquakes or needles, these are all being caused by chemicals. So there are so many suffering here in this material world. That's what it happens. What is this material world? This is true. Now, in verses 16 to 22, Krishna will compare true natures. He's listening carefully. The word is from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to Vaikuntha never takes birth again. So, very simply, the material world means repeated birth and death. By different calculations, a thousand ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of the time Brahma will never be born. It is the creator of infinite universe. Krishna supplies the sense to be materially beings, and then Brahma, as a representative and empowered representative of Krishna, actually engineers the construction of each and every material universe, because this material universe is not the only one. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of millions of such material universes, and in each universe there is a Brahma. And he has his time, he also has his lifespan. He lives 100 years according to his lifespan. 1,000 ages take each of them. So what's 1,000 ages? You have the age of Satya Yuga, Dvaita Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. That comprises, take almost together, that's what we have been thinking of. 1,000 of those 3 years, 12 hours of darkness. 12 hours day, 12 hours. At the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entities become manifest from the unmanifested state, and thereafter, when the night falls, they emerge into the unmanifested world. Within the 100 years of Brahma, and each year, 12 months, 30 days, 360 days of the year, each day, this Present invisible, he
Thank you. Thank you.
still on the way back.